Today I am continuing my exploration of Audioboo, an audio recording app for the iPhone and other platforms, I suppose. I sort of like the idea of sharing excerpts from some of my favorite books, and today another book by Scott Adams was written in 2004, called The Religion War, and we've got, I believe, four excerpts for you here. First one from page 151. The internet is God's central nervous system, connecting all the thinking humans so that one good thought anywhere could be available everywhere. The head would know what the feet were feeling. It would be an upper consciousness above what the human beings that composed it would understand. And from page 177, God is everything, all the matter and empty space that now exists or ever will exist. He expresses his preference in the invisible workings of gravity, probability, and ideas. God is that which is unstoppable, permanent, all-powerful, and by its own standards perfect. God was in no hurry. He was reforming. He didn't think in the way that humans do, as that is unnecessary for an entity whose preferences are identical to reality. Humans think in order to survive and entertain themselves. God has no need for a tool that is useful only to the frail and unsatisfied. I don't know the page number on this next segment, but I like it. You're a collection of molecules, and those molecules are made of smaller bits. And those bits are made of even smaller bits. The smallest bits in the universe are all identical. You are made of the same stuff as the concrete in the floor and the fly on the window. Your basic matter cannot be created or destroyed. All that will survive of what you call your life is the sum of your actions. Some might call the unending ripple effect of those actions a soul or a spirit. And finally, page 31, consciousness is a feedback loop. It has four parts. You imagine the impact of your actions. Then you act. Then you observe the actual result of your action. Then you store that knowledge in your brain and begin again to imagine the next thing. A few excerpts from The Religion War by Scott Adams.